This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The drive is live. You heard Clint there. He appears to be going somewhere after work, or he had something before work. The man, second just, time,
just felt week, the urge, man. Want to do the hair this morning, man. Want to do the hair this morning. Want to get me a nice, with my nice pearl snaps on. Big shout out to the Cricket folks. I like their gear. So yeah, you know,
like Cricket, like wireless, or
it's spelled a little different, but their pearl snap gear. Their pearl snap gear. As good as you're gonna find.
I had a year and a half stint with Cricket.
You talking about the phone?
Yeah, I had a year and a half stint.
Yeah,
it was a rough one, man. I was trying to save some cash. I couldn't leave my area and make calls though.
Were you on when I pissed? I think I pissed Maria Taylor off with the Cricket. Were you on with us when she came on?
I don't remember that. I would remember talking to Maria Taylor.
Maria was always me and Maria always had a real good relationship, real responsive. I mean, cool.
Maria was Cricket?
No, she was not.
Oh, okay.
But she called one day. She came. I texted her, said, "Hey, can you come on the show?" And she said, "Yeah." I can't remember what it was for, but she came on the show, and while she was talking, it was breaking up. And you know, I mean, I know her well enough. I know Maria well enough.
She had a nice little joke in there, didn't you?
Like I knew Maria. I don't anymore. I knew Maria at the time well enough to. I mean, we joked all the damn time. Like I was very comfortable to say, "Damn, Maria, that old Cricket phone you got that causing problems, ain't it?" I think that really pissed her off. She responded with, "That ain't my damn phone. What's what you talking about?"
Well, like, wouldn't be the first time a host pissed off a guest on this show.
Well, I don't think
she's responded since then. And the bad part of that is she has ascended to one of the biggest female personalities in the media business.
We could really be talking to her about some Georgia football.
Oh, yeah, anything.
Football,
hey, and it's a good get down too. Now Maria and
they were on Sunday Night Football. We could have talked to her last week had you not ruined that relationship.
The beautiful thing about Maria is it's like you can see on TV. Like she knows how to get down. It's just straight bread breaking. Now it would be phenomenal for radio. And I would say if I text Maria right now, I think I got a 50 chance. 50,
you think 50. There that may have been a moment where she said, "Man, I'm done talking to this
I ain't got
dude.
Time for these small fries, ever. Man. What are we doing?
Ever. I'm out here doing you a favor.
I'm
you
sure
calling
she
my phone.
She was on a private jet or something, and she takes a lot of pride in not having connection issues, and we're talking to the whole city of Houston, and I'm cracking Cricket jokes. And so there you have it, man. I don't know. I think I got a 50-50 shot of getting a response if I lobbed out a text right now.
There you go. Well, I think you should lob one out and keep it going.
Shooter,
Is she working right now, you reckon?
I don't think so. I don't think a Wednesday. I don't think so. I think she does maybe some college football on Saturdays and then NBC. I don't know what other stuff she does. She's probably got a podcast out there somewhere. No, sure. Check it out. Let's see what she does. We'll keep that on. Maria Taylor. We'll see if she ever responds back to Clint over the next 4 hours. What are you sending her, by the way? What did you send her?
I was debating. I was trying. I didn't hit send yet. I was trying to figure out how to. Would be the best way to get some left?
Let me take a selfie with your phone and send it to her.
Show me both your nipples with that mange you got on your chest, and I think
I don't want to get in legal trouble.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea.
I just want to send her one like
this. She would definitely
laugh.
I don't know if she would respond.
I just want to send her a picture of me. I mean, she doesn't know me. I'm going to be like this.
Yeah, no, I don't know if the random pasty white guy with two thumbs up is the way to go.
Yeah, I don't either. Real intense.
I'm really leaning towards no.
No
I'm
what?
Leaning towards
well, no,
no
nipples.
That's not the way to go.
She don't want.
Well,
none
I could
of
very
these
easily lob. I think I could lob out a hey. You want to jump on the radio with us? And I think there's a really good chance I'd get. Nah, I ain't got time. Not quite that direct, but that would.
Yeah, probably that's
be.
What I'm wondering.
So I could get a response with just a random question. I want it to be cool though.
Yeah, be cool. Yeah. I don't like.
I'll think of something here in a sec.
I think maybe what attack it like. Hey, it was just on my heart, and I'm just wondering, like, you know, is there any issue from the last time we had a conversation?
Oh no, because I don't know for sure. I just got the vibe that she
I think it wasn't received well. I think you get a chance.
No, that's weak as hell.
No, I think that's right, grown ass man
does that. Hey, by the way, 2 years ago when you're on the air, did it offend you that I mentioned cricket?
You got to go that sensitive
now,
man. Hey,
no,
I just. No, you know, Maria was put on my heart, man. I was thinking about this.
No,
just,
here's what Maria would laugh about.
And I've been struggling with this. Was this something I did?
On my heart, and struggling.
And then she says, "No, it's good. Then cool.
Well, you want a pity party? You want to pity your way into it?
And then you move right in. Just wonder if you got a time maybe tonight. Today,
that shows you how he did it, Tyler. He's showing his true colors
today or tomorrow.
The blueprint.
Like, hey, you got to handle certain situations.
That was his approach growing up when he was single out in them streets.
Mr. Sensitive.
This has really been on my heart, and I was just wondering.
First off, I have versatility. There may be a route that I use that. There may be a route that I say, hey, look, listen, I'm nasty. The ball's in your court. What you want to do? Like, you know, there were many things I did.
Maria's not going to respond to the weak.
I don't think that's weak.
I think it's super
weak. I don't think that's weak. Again,
I think it screams insecurity.
As you said, you don't know her anymore. She's had a child and everything.
Married, has a child.
Yeah, she's had. Yeah,
but her, she hadn't changed though. She's never been.
How do you know that?
She's never been a gal. She's never been a gal that responds to weakness.
Yeah, that's not weakness.
Oh, it's super weak.
It's not, girl.
You hear about that new Nicholas Sparks movie that's out?
I don't think that'd be it either.
Maria, it's just it was just on my heart. And
no, I have been just wondering. Now, if I'm her husband, I'm mad. Now, my wife been on your heart? What the hell are you talking? No. See, look. Yeah,
she ain't showing that to her husband.
Let me handle this.
She ain't showing that.
I mean, something along the lines of like, hey, you still got that cricket phone?
Feeling emotions like this is what makes
us. Hey, you dealing with that cricket phone,
sister? Try that. What do you have down?
Oh, nothing.
I thought you put something in.
No.
Text line coming through. Hey, be like, hey, Maria. You want to jump on the radio here in Houston, but make sure you don't have that Cricket or Metro PCS phone.
now you're talking.
So you don't break up.
Well, I just want to let you know she doesn't want to.
Cricket and Metro PCS, I just want to let you know I'm down. I'm over for business.
It's on Ron's heart.
It's on my heart.
You've been on Ron's heart.
And I could be on your heart, and you can be on my heart through my words at any moment, and I could take 30 seconds to 60. Hell, knowing me, I might give you 45 or 105, 110 to tell you about your
story. Even give you two.
Right here.
Hell, Boost Mobile's been on my heart.
Really? Mine too?
Yeah.
I got a few places that have been on my heart. Mattress Firm, they've been on my heart.
Feeling these feelings is what makes us human.
Kroger, they've been on my heart. HEB, they've been on my heart. I've had a lot of things been on my heart.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, Bert Brocker been on your heart. Call Bert and let him know you be. Call him and let him know that you've been on. He's been on your heart, man.
Cadillac,
they treat you better.
Yeah, I'm open for business. Toyota, they've been on my heart. All of them.
And I'll treat you better.
I tell you,
on my heart.
Miller Lite, you've been on my heart. I mean, there's been a lot of spots.
Maria, I'll treat you like Bert Brocker.
Telling you. Text line. Ron ain't got no game. Okay.
I'd rather somebody text my wife. Let me get a naked pic. Than boy, you've been on my heart.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I didn't say.
I can't be sharing the lovelies.
Hey, I didn't say you've been on my heart. I said it's been on my heart.
Yeah, leave your heart out of it when you text.
It's been on my heart that I disrespect.
Well, I know I didn't disrespect. Now don't make this.
I just feel like
don't
she
take
ma-
this
she
out
may,
of context.
She may have taken it. Is that
this is the best start to a show we've had forever?
I'm just not here to admit it.
Jim Nantz been on your heart, Rod? No, Jim Nantz can kiss my ass.
That's true.
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a
controversy. My dream would be nice to have her on every now and then.
My dream would be Jim Nantz getting on a diving board and jumping on a swimming pool that has no water.
Jim would not survive that right now.
That's a hip.
You said dive. How are you going to hurt your hip on a dive in an empty pool?
But Jim's not a good diver. Jim would land right on his chest.
Just say a cannonball. The cannonball. Then he'll hurt a hip.
I don't want him.
He'll hurt
fun.
Both hips.
I don't want
you
him.
Just shut up and let me do my job.
Oh hell!
That's my dream, is to get his ass on this line. You want to get Maria? That's my dream. to get his ass on this line.
You don't want to ask me about the Masters or the March Madness? What are we doing, guys?
I was 112 feet away from him at the Petita Center when he got that banner put up on his name, put up in that arena. The last time I was
there. Did you go say anything?
I couldn't get over there.
Should have thrown part of your pretzel at him.
They wouldn't let me get on the floor. All right. Listen, as we roll through here, I just want to say thank you to the schedule makers.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.